Just a friendly reminder that the opinions expressed on this show are not worth a Canadian penny, so disregard anything you hear that might get anyone in trouble. And despite some of the great ideas you may hear, don't try them at home. Go to a friend's house instead.
It's time to get a gun. That's what I've been thinking. Well, I could afford one. And if I did just a little less drinking, time to put something between me and the sun. Time to get a gun.
Hello and welcome to episode 19 of Slam Fire Radio. I'm Matthew. And that's about it.
poor Matt has to have a real job, so he's all sleepy now.
It's not really gun related at all, but maybe I'll talk about that a little bit just for fun. But joining us this week, not Trevor. Sweet. Again.
So, I'm joining you this week.
Yes, we Owen is here as per normal. See, Owen called us up a couple of weeks ago, maybe about a month ago now. He's like, guys, doing all these podcasts is really, my schedule's tight. I'm not going to be able to come on. He's been on every show since then.
Not quite, but...
Almost.
Hey, it's like into the breach kind of thing. Trevor's away. I'm, you know...
Right.
Trying to fill that gap.
I hope you quit more often because you're on the show more.
And Trevor's on the show last. I mean, it's win-win.
Where is Slacker Boy anyway? What's he doing?
Well, before let's identify that voice. It's the dulcet tones of Brian Bolivar, host of Service Rifle Conditions.
No, another show.
Canadian Rifle Conditions. Crap! What is it?
Who cares?
Canadian Service Conditions. Canadian Service Conditions Radio. There, I got it right. Finally. I'll get it right. That's the last time, just so you know.
You know, you could at least go to the website while you're talking about it so you can read correctly.
Read?
Hi, folks. Yes, I got trapped into this. I'm not sure how this happened. But.
Look, this is how it happened. Owen and I were actually, Owen and Brian were talking, and I called up Owen, so he adds me to the call. And I'm like, well, are we going to do the show tonight? And we're like, okay, yeah, I guess we can. And we're like, Brian, you want to come with us and, you know, do the show? He's like, no, guys, I got to go to bed. It's late. And you're like, you know, on second thought, it's better time management because if I do it with you, I don't have to listen later.
this is true. I'm actually gaining.
You're gaining hours
lifetime
here.
You're gaining lifetime by wasting another hour of your life. Okay. So instead of, okay, that makes sense. Instead of wasting 2 hours of your life, you're only going to waste 1 hour of your life.
I've just subtracted 1 hour of your life. How does that make you feel? Remember, it's for posterity, so be honest.
Okay, so Matt, would you like to tell us what you've done with guns this week?
Oh, crud. Yeah, I sure would. I guess we should mention where Trevor is. He's off shooting, is it provincials?
I have
no idea. He's off shooting an IPSC match anyway.
I didn't even know he was back.
Yeah, he's currently at Moe's, apparently, having a bonfire.
Ooh.
Apparently, bonfires are more interesting than slam fire.
Uh-huh, I guess.
Anyway,
whatever. What do you mean you didn't know he was back, Owen? You haven't been getting Facebook updates from Vancouver.
He disliked him.
Yeah. I took him off my
unfollow Trevor Furlot.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't take it anymore. And I've been on vacation, so I'm not really paying attention to much.
That's a good excuse, I guess. So what have I done with guns this week? I got my new Beretta pistol that I won at the IPSC Nationals. It's a Beretta Series 70, Model 72. It actually says Model 71 in the registration, but if you look it up online, it's actually a 72. But anyway, at least from the research I've done. But anyway, I could be wrong. It turns out it was actually issued to a school teacher in Israel before it was sold to Surplus. And the Israeli Mossad used this same type for their air marshals program along with other covert ops. So that's pretty cool history behind this little pistol.
Yeah.
I was talking to, and here's his shout out for the show. I was going to do it later, but Mark Jadak of Trigger Hilt Wholesale, he's the guy that donated these pistols to the IPSC Nationals as door prizes. And I called him up. I did my review video of it. If you guys want to check out my channel, it's YouTube/mmatt. So I did a review of the pistol, and it got to him somehow, and he contacted me and said, call me. I want to talk to you. I'm like, okay. So I call him up. He's like, I love the video, man. And then he gave me the whole history behind the pistol, and he was a really interesting guy to talk to. So we're going to have him on the show sometime, I think, and talk about a lot of the stuff that he knows that we don't, because it was really cool. But anyway, yeah, he told me the whole history behind it, and also they are making shorter barrels for it. They're coming from the Czech Republic, I think, or something like that.
Yeah, because you were complaining the barrel is quite long for such a small framed gun.
It's a 6-inch barrel, and the pistol was originally designed for a 3.5-inch barrel. So a 3.5-inch barrel looked really cool on it.
Yes.
But Beretta actually made a 6-inch barrel for this gun. It's not a Canadian bastardization of this gun. This gun was actually designed with a 6-inch barrel as well.
So it was an Italian bastardization of the gun to start with.
It certainly was. That is correct. But so anyway, all they did was to get them into Canada as restricted instead of prohibited. They just simply had to take off the 3.5-inch barrels and leave the 6-inch barrels in the box with it. And they shipped them over, and Bob's your uncle. No problem. They're now restricted instead of prohib. And like I said, Mark is getting 4.2-inch barrels made, so 106 millimeters. And when they get here, he said he's going to send me one and I can do another review for it. So I can't wait for that to get here. It's going to be really cool. Yep. Other than that, Owen, you shot it. Cool muzzle flash, huh?
Yeah, like sparks and everything coming out of the chamber area, and it just, it was pretty neat.
Yeah, for a .22, it was a lot of fun to play with, and accurate enough. Were we shooting at 20 yards, you would say?
I'd say it was about 20.
Yeah, and we were... I don't want to brag, but I think I shot the smallest group, but it was like, I don't know.
What would yours you say? I was going to say yours was probably 4 or 5.
Yeah.
And so, that wasn't, I mean, we were shooting at an IPSC target, so I mean.
Yeah, I wasn't really aiming. I was
just kind of aiming for the center of the target roughly.
Yeah. Yeah, so. I think it could do much better. I haven't had it to the range with proper targets yet. I've just been shooting random objects at the range with it. But let me tell you, pop cans out as far as 25 meters, which is as far as we're allowed to shoot pistols at our range, they're all in trouble within 25 meters every time.
Cool.
It is fun. A lot of fun to play with. Other than that, my AR, the Magwell, apparently is not quite in spec. Is that an accurate way of saying that, Owen?
Sure.
It's tighter than a... And that's where the...
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, careful now. Family
ends
show.
There. Family show. It's very tight. So Owen and I took the file to it. And
multiple
now
files.
Now it's loose. It mags drop free, no problem. Now all I need to do is set it up so the bolt catch actually engages properly. So apparently my bolt catch holes were not in the right spot either on this receiver. So what I did was I ordered a 9mm AR conversion bolt catch, and it has a really long finger out the front so that it can catch the bolt or the follower on the 9mm mags. So anyway, this is apparently a common problem with some ARs where they're either their bolt catch or their receivers at a spec. You get the 9mm one and you just file it down to the appropriate length, and then it solves your problem. So I got to get that done at some point. So anyway, hopefully soon I will have a properly functioning AR. It still won't be accurate, but at least it'll work right. So slowly but surely, I'm on my way to having a working AR that works properly.
So, okay. So are you eventually going to try a different barrel then, or what?
I am eventually going to try a different barrel and a different handguard. Owen can attest to this as well. We were out doing some practicing, some training and stuff, and my handguard gets hot.
Yeah.
It's just a solid tube. Mm-hmm. It's a free float, and it's just aluminum. There's no air vents cut into it anywhere. It's just straight aluminum, solid tube, and it gets hot pretty quick.
Yeah, so. I've got a similar tube and it does the same thing. Yeah,
I've got to learn how to shoot from holding the mag well instead of my arm out the way I like it.
So. Just wear a glove.
I could wear a glove too. I could. Yeah, I think eventually what I will do is just swap it out for a handguard that won't get hot, and then just, I'll do that at the same time when I put a different barrel on it. So hopefully it can improve the accuracy a little bit too.
Just learn to shoot it one handed.
That would be fun. Take the buttstock right off. Call it a pistol.
Yeah.
No worries. That'd be fun.
There you go. Right after. Yep.
Yeah. So that was pretty much it for me. Owen, I hear you went on vacation. What did you do any gun-related stuff on vacation?
No, I could not convince my wife to let me stop at any gun stores. And I saw a couple on the way while driving around Nova Scotia.
And she wouldn't let you stop in just to poke around?
No, didn't ever seem to be the right time to work out, you know, to have it.
Right, you're always on your way somewhere or something.
Yeah, that's right. So yeah. That's fine.
Those things happen.
Yep. The only other thing, I did actually put up my KSG for sale. If people remember from last week, I was talking about doing that.
Right.
So if anybody wants to buy a KSG...
Special discount for listening to SFR. You get a whole 1% off. Actually, no. Actually, if you're a listener, you got to pay an extra 5%. We don't punish you enough.
So I got that's up for sale. So hopefully
someone will bite on that.
And I'll be able to
turn it into a couple of other guns.
Turn into, as many as possible.
Yep. I did that.
So, Owen, what are you going to replace the shotgun with then?
Well, I'm actually going to buy guns not for me. Imagine that. I'm going to buy... I got to get another shotgun to replace the KSG. I need a what I call a combat shotgun.
What, your 48-foot goose gun isn't a good tactical shotgun?
Yeah, imagine.
Well, you can just poke the guy in the eye with it. It's a punk.
What about mounting a bayonet on it?
There you go. It's using a spear. It like a spear. Or lance. It's called a lance.
That's just a spear. But anyway, I'm leaning towards the 590 right now, a Mossberg 590 A1 with the factory full-length tube.
That'd be cool.
Magazine.
That's 8 plus 1, is it?
I saw it on the web for 9. 9 plus 1.
9 plus 1.
Which would make it a full 10-round shotgun. But so I don't know if that was a misprint.
That would have, what, a 20-inch barrel on it, Owen?
Yes. Yeah. Which, I mean, I'd rather have shorter. I'd rather have like an 18 or even shorter barrel, but to get the capacity, I can live with the 20-inch barrel. So,
well, I have a 20-inch barrel on mine, and mine feels plenty short to me, but then again, I'm not used to a KSG.
Yeah. So, anyway, but I mean, at 20 inches, it can double as a bird gun, because I'd need a bird. I don't have any other shotgun to take with me for grouse hunting and stuff. So, this combat gun needs to kind of double for that purpose as well, at least right now. But anyway, that's kind of the way I'm leaning, and I would probably pick up a similar platform, probably some sort of Mossberg 20-gauge pump, so maybe a Mossberg 500 pump for my wife. And then I either would buy a second AR or a pistol, probably get another Glock 17.
Yeah,
if I could find a deal on one, so
the just FYI,
if anybody has all three of those and wants to do a straight up trade for the KSG, I'll be okay with that too.
What are the odds of that, huh?
Yeah.
Just did a real quick search here. The 590 A1 with a 20-inch barrel. It's an 8+1.
So where did I see the 9+1?
I don't know. It must have been. They are listed on Mossberg's website as 9 shots, but doing more research into forums and stuff, everybody says 8+1, and the 18.5-inch barrel is 6+1.
Right.
So, but still, it's 9 shots, you know, with one in the pipe, which is...
Yep, and you throw a side saddle on there, and you're...
Yep.
Yep.
No, I think that's a great option. The Mossberg lineup is a great family of shotguns, I think you'll love it, but anyway,
still
like
not,
I said...
Still of the Tang safety... I did not like Tang safety on my first Mossberg.
Yeah. Well, you can always get a Maverick, even cheaper.
Yeah.
Same capacity, 8+1.
Well, that's true.
Something to think about.
They feel cheap in my hands. I don't know. I handled one the other day.
Yep. They are cheap.
Yeah.
That's the idea. Yeah.
That's the idea. That the other cool thing about that is if you are playing and you just drop it in a mud puddle or slam it into a rock or whatever, you just don't care.
I don't care anyway.
Oh, okay. Never mind then.
Have you seen my AR?
I have, yes. And I'm proud of it. That's the way guns should be handled. They are tools. I would not be impressed if I came over to your house and your shovels were all gleaming. You know, your axe was, you know, no nicks or scratches. You know, these are tools. They get messed up. They get scratched. They get dinged up. That's part of the charm, I find. But anyhow, maybe it's just me being lazy. I don't like taking care of my stuff.
Well, no, it's got to run. I expect stuff to run in all conditions. So
that's right. Yeah.
I can anyway. Care.
So, Brian. Yeah, Brian. Sorry, Owen, are you done?
I'm finished. So oh, okay. I was going to say Brian was supposed to go first, but...
Well, he can go last. Well, they say the first shall be last, so there you go.
Yeah.
Brian, you can be last.
Okay, so should Which I really start paying attention now?
No, you don't have to.
Okay, because you lost me a while ago. Yeah, what am I doing guns this week? Well, last weekend I was at a CQB match where I didn't shoot. I
what?
Was staff.
Oh. Lame.
You know, it's one of those things you do. You know, you help out.
No, that's true. No, actually,
it's back to the community.
That's actually very, very notable of you. That's not the right word. You know what I mean? That's very good
noble?
Of you to do that.
I think noble?
Noble,
is word,
noble would be probably a better word, but I don't noble, think it was noble. Quite noble. But
whatever.
<Okay. laughs> Nice guy-ish? How's that?
Yeah. Nice guy-ish. I like that. Nice-ish guy-ish.
Yeah, yeah. But it was
no
cool.
More Mr. To, nice Guys. Oh, no, wait.
I
that's
got
another
to talk
show.
To a couple of listeners of my show, which was kind of cool.
You have so listeners?
Apparently.
I listen. He's got at least one.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, I thought six was kind of it, but.
Oh, it's so harsh.
Hey.
Yeah, after what you did last week to us, of course, yes.
What did I do?
It was retaliation because we started it apparently by butchering the show, the name of your show. But so we made fun of Brian a little bit last week. What does he do? He starts a campaign to get everybody to dislike our Facebook page. And not only that, but to go and like the Edmundston Library Facebook page. They were confused on Monday.
Yes. And actually after I told people to not like your page, I felt kind of bad about that. Not enough to reverse my position, but...
No, you certainly didn't.
No, but then I thought it would be even funnier to get a bunch of likes for the Edmundston Library, and hoping that helped.
Well, it worked. I mean, we lost 9 likes, so we dropped
really?
There quite a bit.
Went down 9?
Yeah, it went down 9 at one point.
Well, wow. See, 9 is... that's the, he only has 9 listeners, so those are the only people that could...
There, yeah, 100%.
100% success. Everybody listens to me.
I had no idea I had the power to affect you by that much.
But apparently you do. But
that's
anyway,
like 900% more than I was expecting because I don't like you.
It worked out in the end, though. They all we're up, but we'll talk about that at the end of the show. We're still not up nearly as far as we should be, but I still blame that on you and always will from now on. So what else did you do?
My work here is done.
My work here.
Actually, I got a strange, I got a package showed up on Tuesday or something. I'm like, I don't think I ordered anything. What can this be? So I trundle off to the post office and it's a round tube from Mystic Precision. Woohoo.
Oh, you got a barrel.
I got a barrel for my match rifle. Brand Hammer New Krieger. 20-inch, 1.7 twist that I'm going to put on my SR rifle. Now, the cruel twist is I got it this week, and tomorrow I go to Provincials.
So was that a cruel right-hand twist or a cruel left-hand twist?
Exactly. The cruel twist is I can't actually put it on my rifle in time for the event.
Or
that is
put
it on
bad.
My rifle in time for the Nationals in a couple weeks. So.
Well, you could have, but like you said on Facebook, it wouldn't have been done right.
Yeah, no, I wasn't. I wasn't going to rush it, and I'd have to. I want to break it in. I don't know if I really need to break it in, but I spent a lot of money on this, so I'm going to do everything as anally retentive as I can.
Yes, and, well, when you spend that much money on a barrel, you would.
Yeah, yeah, and I said to my wife, "Well, I could do it when we get back from vacation if I spend a bunch of time at the range."
And she said no.
Yeah, she didn't say no. But
she looked at you, no.
She looked no. Yeah, there was,
she
there
looked
was a
no.
Just kind of like my wife didn't say I couldn't go to any gun stores when I was on vacation.
But you knew that you made the right decision by not going.
And for the most part, husbands are pretty obtuse, and we don't catch these signals. But Sometimes the important ones.
Sometimes.
We're just extra sensitive, Brian.
Oh, that's it. You guys are better husbands than me.
No. Oh, no, you and me.
Oh.
Yeah. No, not me.
Yeah, not Matt.
You kidding me? Come on.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, we're still thinking Jewel could have done better, but whatever.
Oh, well, yeah. I saw that on Facebook. I just ignored it. You must have noticed.
That was horrible. Yeah. And, hey, it was horrible. My T-shirt showed up. So, well, my listeners' T-shirt showed up.
Did my T-shirt show up?
My kids showed up.
Are you going to personally deliver that to me?
I'm working on it because that way I don't have to pay shipping. I don't like shipping. Yeah. I don't have to charge you shipping. How's that?
That's cool. So you're really cheap. You're stopping it at Owens, right, on your way back through?
That is the plan. Yes. So cool. I will be.
I'm going to be there. So.
You are.
Yep.
Oh.
Didn't we discuss this?
He's coming out on Friday. I want to help with the.
Yeah, I'm coming over on Friday to help kill the chickens.
I thought you had a job.
No, Friday night. What time are you starting the chicken killing?
Like 6 o'clock in the morning?
No, I won't be there in time.
Yeah.
Unless it's raining, then I can go.
Okay. You can't. Okay, never mind.
I can't photograph in the rain.
Oh, okay. Well, so hopefully it doesn't rain. Hopefully it rains up there, but not down here.
There you go. That could work.
Chickens in the rain is no fun.
No, anyway. I could imagine. Anyway, I'll see you next week there, Brian.
Yeah, so we're going to work it out somehow. If I can't stop at Owens, I'm going to stop and drop the 3 Slamfire Clowns shirts at Edmondson. If I have to, whatever.
Right.
We'll figure it out.
Yep.
So, because you guys see each other pretty regularly, so strut them off.
I suppose it's too late to get one for Jewel, huh?
It depends. What size would she be?
Probably a small.
Yeah. Don't have any spare smalls.
Any spare mediums?
I have a spare medium.
Yeah. Well, bring it. Maybe if it fits her, we'll buy it.
Okay. Well, if I don't sell it this weekend, then I'll bring it.
Sure. That'll work.
Yeah.
Cool.
And actually, I have one. I had to do a special one for one of my listeners. He needed it somewhat larger than the rest of them. So it ended up being in a different color. And I was showing it to my daughter. And she said, "Wow, that's a really big shirt." Yeah. I said, "This guy's pretty big. Is he bigger than Trevor?" And I split. I just fell down in the floor.
Is he bigger than Trevor? Well, Trevor is a pretty big guy.
Yeah.
It's nice that he made that impression on her.
Yeah. That's funny. Yeah. It's funny.
How long did it take you to refill your pool anyway?
It's just coming around now. Yeah, we've had the hose on since you guys left. It's been going. It's one of those things.
I still have
Trevor's extra large, the huge tent bathing suit that he bought.
Oh, that was funny. Oh, man.
Yep. I missed that one.
That story. Yeah. Trevor didn't check very closely when he went to get a bathing suit, and it was way too big. I think 2 normal people could have fit in it. So he just like, no.
And 3 of me probably.
Yeah, no kidding. So
it was, I could fit in one pant leg or in one leg. But anyway.
Yeah, it was a bit bizarre. Anyway, that's about it. So I'm kind of packed up now, ready to go to the provincial championship tomorrow.
Cool.
So, and I'm, instead of sleeping and getting lots of rest, I'm talking to you guys.
Right.
Brilliant plan.
Probably better off anyway, in the end, really, when you think about it.
You wouldn't sleep. I mean, I know you're nervous.
You're going to be excited and giggling.
And you would have laid and tossed and turned. That's always bad. It's better to, you know, get yourself really tired so that you sleep.
When you do fall asleep on the way to the range tomorrow.
You crash and burn in a car wreck.
Wow, I don't feel any better about myself talking to you guys. I have not. No.
Hey. When you started telling people to unlike our page, the first words out of my mouth were, "Of course you realize this means war."
Yep.
Oh well. What can I say? I try and do what little damage I can do and leave people a little worse off for knowing me.
There you go. Well, speaking of T-shirts, if you want a Slamfire T-shirt, email Trevor at trevorfurlott at gmail.com and tell him what size and what color you want, and he'll take care of the rest. At least I hope so, because I'm not doing anything with it. So, good luck. But that's all I've got to say about that.
have a little vote of confidence and like let your listeners know they're actually going to get a shirt. Come on.
Well, I don't want to speak out of turn. Yes, you'll get a shirt. I'll make sure you get a shirt.
Trevor,
it'll
will
even
make
be
sure
cool too, because actually, I am going to have a hand in this one and make sure that the design is right this time.
I like the first design.
It's got that white border around the logo on the front.
Well, and it was kind of cool, you know, the way that the logo was in the armpit.
That wasn't Trevor's fault. To be fair, that wasn't Trevor's fault. It was. I don't know. I'm not going to say, I'm not going to lay blame on that. I'm just going to say that was not Trevor's fault. So, but yeah, no, we're going to tweak the front so it looks a little bit sharper. And yeah, they're going to be cool. So you should get one because they are neat t-shirts. And really, why not? I like them. I wear mine once or twice a year.
Yeah. I wore
so,
mine.
So what you're saying is I have a rare first edition and
I should put it
behind glass and put it up on my wall like a Wayne Gretzky jersey or something.
And if you look close, you'll see that I signed it in black magic marker.
I missed that part.
It's a black t-shirt, isn't it? So you'd kind of miss that anyway.
No, mine's navy.
Oh, yours is navy. I signed yours in a navy magic marker.
Yeah, because those are common. You can get those at any Staples.
Quite common.
Oh,
yes. We don't have a main topic.
Same as last week.
Same as last week. So
no, just random gibberish?
Random gibberish, yes.
How is that possible without Trevor here?
Apparently, here we are. Anything you guys want to talk about in particular before we move on to listener feedback then?
Well, can we mock Trevor for buying a 1911 again, or has that gotten old?
Apparently, he's getting touchy about it. It's a 2011, so we can make fun of him for buying a 2011, I guess.
I've never heard of it. 2011, never heard of him.
Apparently, it's the 100 years later. They didn't change anything and just put a 2 in the front, instead of a 19, they put a 20. So
yeah, honestly, I had never paid any attention to them before either. I'd never heard of them. But lately, I've been hearing a lot of stuff from people who are... They have their parts kind of puckered about the whole 1911 thing and what actually is a 1911 and what is a pure 1911 and what's a 1911 style and whatever.
It's amazing.
It's a gun. It's got a trigger. It's got sights pointed at the target. Hit what you're shooting at.
If you say that 1911 is the model, then yes, I guess they have a leg to stand on. But if you're saying that a 1911 is a single stack 45 of the looks of what John Moses Browning designed, then I don't know. I still say that it's definitely a 1911 design. Definitely. What else was it based on? The 2011 was based on the 1911. So
otherwise,
a 2011 is...
They wouldn't have called it a 2011.
If it wasn't based on the 1911.
Yeah.
Yes, it's upgraded. Yes, it's modified. Yes, Trevor's is a 40 cal double stack, but it still has an exposed hammer. It still has the same styling. The internals are still going to be, I mean, they're not going to be identical, but they're going to function very similarly. The same way that my Ruger...
Freudian
slip. I think I should have a Glock. My Ruger is a striker-fired polymer pistol, as is a Glock. So if striker-fired polymer pistol is to 1911, then Trevor has a 1911. Mm-hmm. See what I'm saying there?
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's what would have happened if there weren't other... If Glock had been the only polymer striker-fired pistol for 50 years... Then when another one came out, it would be just a different version of a Glock. But so many of them came out in relatively close proximity, then they got instantly split apart.
Yeah, so. The 1911 is so ubiquitous. Look at that, pulling out big words. It's so common. It's such a sought-after, or was such a sought-after design. It was a very good design for a very long time because they hadn't come out with a Glock yet. Mm-hmm. That, you know, anytime somebody made another copy of it, here's an example. The PC, the computer, an IBM, right? So IBM was the first one that came out with it, but after that, they are all these IBM clones. You still call them a PC. It's still a PC. A PC is no, mine's a Dell. No, mine's a Compaq. No, mine actually is an IBM, you know. But they're all still PCs. That's kind of where I personally, anyway, call a 1911. A 1911 is any gun that looks like what John Moses Browning designed, and at least functions very similar to it.
Yeah, you're right. And just saying it's a 1911 is a lot easier than saying it's a steel-framed exposed hammer single-action pistol.
Right.
Okay, it's a 1911. There. Yeah. There you go.
But yes.
With a grip safety. There you go.
Sure. But, well, Trevor's doesn't actually have a grip safety. But
oh, it doesn't?
No, I think if it does, it's pinned. But it's not functional anyway. If it even has one, it might not even have one. But that being said, it is not actually a 1911. It is what Brian described. It's a single action, double stacked, 40 caliber, steel frame, hammer exposed pistol that looks a lot like the 1911. So anyway, but it's a 2011. So apparently it's better. But anyway.
You know what? As long as Trevor likes it and shoots the snot out of it, and
that's
shoots
what I was
well,
just gonna say. Yeah,
that's not all that really matters.
Yeah, I mean, I hope he doesn't think we're actually making fun of him for buying this, because I have held it and I have pulled the trigger on it, and that's actually a cool gun. It's just really fun to make fun of Trevor.
Well, that's what it really. Yeah, that's
that's what it really comes down to.
Yeah,
I mean, if he had bought a Beretta, do you think it would have been any easier for him right now? No. He'd be, we'd be making fun of him just as bad for buying a Beretta.
I'm be really interested to see how he learns to shoot it, because it's total. I mean, the grip angle and everything is completely different than a Glock, which is pretty much all he shot competitively.
True. That being said, I've seen Trevor pick up guns from Black Badge participants and just other people. Just grab somebody's gun, and then he just starts shooting it, and he nails the target, no problem. So
you can, but that's not competition.
No, it's not.
You just pick up a gun and aim fire it. That's totally different than suddenly instinct kicking in and all your muscle memory kicking in.
Yeah, that's true. So he will have to overcome some of that, but if he just gives up shooting his Glock for practice and just shoots this dedicated, I think it won't take him very long to switch over.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, and I agree with what you say. Like, because I've recently purchased that M&P9, and it's very different than my 1911, or my 1911 pattern.
It's also isn't not technically a 1911 either, is it? It's a para ordnance something.
That's
or
right.
Other.
It has a one piece guide rod, and it has that power extractor. So it's not a 1911, apparently, if you ask the right people. Whatever.
But don't you own a 1911?
No, I own a para.
You're supposed to say yeah.
No, apparently not. No, if you ask the right people, I'm
but if you don't ask the right people, you own a 1911. I bet your Trevor would call your gun a 1911.
He might.
In fact, he did, I think, because we have a video of him on YouTube that says Trevor shoots a 1911, and it's him shooting your 1911.
Yes, I know. It's crazy.
So, anyway.
But I think he is going to find a big difference, especially in that single-action trigger, because it's not like a polymer striker fired gun in any way, shape, or form. And if he I don't know. For me, to go back and forth, I'd have to do a fair bit of dry fire in between the switch just to be used to it. Especially going from the polymer striker fired back to the 1911 with the much lighter, crisper trigger with no take up. And yeah,
I could see that being a recipe if you weren't careful for an AD.
Yes. Now, in a competition scenario, you can work around that. Certainly, if we were in a position where we were, if I was in a position to carry, then I wouldn't switch back and forth.
It would just be one.
I'd pick the one platform and go with that.
Yeah. So what would you pick?
Well, that's funny, because I was thinking about that today, and I think of the pistols I own, it would be the M&P9.
Yeah.
As a carry gun. It's it's
reasons
lighter.
For that?
It's lighter, and I know that the 1911 is a little more finickety and more prone to need maintenance than the M&P. I can kind of ignore the M&P a little more.
Mm-hmm.
But mostly it's the weight thing and the size. I mean, the my MP9 is a little smaller too, so it would be easier to conceal. So
now it's smaller lengthwise, but what about widthwise? Because I've always found that grip length and width are like barrel length doesn't really factor in if you carry in the waistband. So it's grip length and then the width of the gun is what I've always found to be the two defining factors for a good carry gun. So how is it widthwise compared to your 1911 and then the length of the grip?
That's a good question. I'd have to look at them side by side. I have to assume the 1911 is a little thinner because it is single stack.
I would assume that as well. I'm not going to say that it is, but I would assume it.
Yeah. That's a good,
Definitely thinner.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the grip angle is not that much different.
Well, not the angle so much as the grip length, because if you carry on your behind your hip, and you know, the traditional, you know, in the waistband concealed carry, for me anyway, anytime I bend over at all, that butt, the pistol grip is sticking out of my shirt, and it's very obvious I've got something tucked in there.
But you're only half an inch thick.
That's true. It's a good point.
Yeah.
No, I agree. It is. I mean, on my 17, it's the best way I've found to conceal it is to drop it as low as possible so it does not sit high. It sits, you know, as far down into my pants as I can comfortably carry it.
Right.
And that handle, that grip, sits kind of in the small of my back almost.
Yeah, which is why you should have a Black Mamba from Concealment Solutions.
He does.
Hang on. Make that facilitate that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, listen to the Canadians talk about the concealment holsters.
Yeah, right. Yeah. No, we know what we're talking about.
We know exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah. No, oh, no, wait. No, we don't. See, this guy here wants to appendix carry. No, wait. Appendix carry. So
I tried it the other day. It is a little bit, I don't know, it's fast. I think once you get used to it, it's fast, but I can't comfortably carry that way.
No. See, for me, it's not terribly comfortable, but it's more concealed on me because, again, if I do have to bend over, it's not sticking out the back. And I can sit in the car, sit down. It's not behind me at all. And
when I try to do it, it pushes the gun out because the barrel is sticking into the front of my leg.
Right. Almost. So yeah, you would need a shorter barreled gun, I think. It would.
To be honest.
Yeah. It's true. I mean, if ADs are very rare if you have a good holster, but if they do happen, I would much rather, you know, get a butt cheek grazed than the front of my thigh. I mean, that's very close to the middle.
Yeah.
Or more to the middle. That's definitely a nay-nay. That would hurt.
It would be, yes.
But, you know, the femoral artery is down there too, which is also very dangerous. So
yes.
You wouldn't want to play around with that a whole lot.
Not with your gun, no.
No. So anyway, yeah, things to consider. Apparently, shoulder rigs are out now. Shoulder holsters are no longer the in vogue thing.
I guess.
Apparently, the 1980s detectives had it all wrong. I don't know.
Yeah, the idea that you sweep everyone behind you and beside you every time you draw your pistol. Yeah. So cool.
Apparently, they didn't like that.
When the bad guy sneaks up behind you, you don't even have to draw your gun. You just shoot them backwards through your coat, you know.
What movie was that? That's a movie.
The guy just
reaches around, doesn't even draw the gun, just shoots the gun in the holster. I think Arnold Schwarzenegger did it in one of his movies.
Huh. It sounds like a James Bond.
Yeah, could be, too.
Yeah, I picture Sean Connery doing that. I don't know. Huh.
Hmm.
Yeah, so, yeah, from what I've heard, shoulder holsters are out.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're a Secret Service detail,
right?
That might be okay.
They can get away with that, apparently. Hey, I saw a guy open carrying the other day in town. It was kind of funny. I pulled up to the bank, and then I got out of the bank and was in my car, and this other guy comes out of this ice cream store just next to the bank, and he's just wearing jeans and a t-shirt and a big old handgun. T-shirt's not tucked over or nothing, just sitting there on the side of his hip, and he walks over to this car, just a regular old SUV, hops in. As he hops in, I saw the other side of him, and there was a radio and handcuffs, so he was just a plainclothes police officer, but it was still kind of weird to see some guy just open carrying, walking around Edmonton.
Yeah, it is funny.
I was like, really? We got open carry in Canada? How come I haven't heard about this? I'm running now! But alas, it was not to be.
And he wasn't in uniform?
Nope.
Oh, interesting.
Yep.
I can't say that I've ever seen a police officer carrying while not in uniform.
Oh yeah, no, I've seen it quite a few times. Hmm. The RCMP do it if they're plain clothes or detectives. They just carry a handgun and holsters and handcuffs. And Edmonton police do it as well. In fact, one of the funniest times I encountered this was I was at my local gunsmith's, and I brought in a shotgun barrel to get choked. And anyway, there was some guy just standing there, just regular street clothes. He goes, "Oh, you got your shotgun barrel choked, eh?" I'm like, "Gee, you must be some sort of detective." All sarcastic like, right? And he pulls his coat aside to show his badge and his gun. He goes, "Actually, I am." it was a good thing he had a good sense of humor. But yeah, that was funny.
Yeah, for sure.
So anyway, yeah. So I that was kind of a half.
That was almost a topic.
Attempt at a lame topic, yes. It went pretty good, I think. What about listener feedback?
We're not gonna have to do our CCW show now.
Yeah, no, we still are. So this is the plan so far. Next week, Trevor's lining up some American. He hasn't said who yet. To come on the show with us to talk about CCW, so concealed carry, the whole ins and outs of it, what you know, how you prepare, how you go about, what kind of holster choices go into your decision making process, and blah blah blah, all that cool stuff. And then the week after, we're going to have Jeff, who Owen and I met in Woodstock a couple of weeks ago. He has an authorization to carry for Wilderness. So he's going to come on the show and talk to us about ATC in Canada. And now, of course, we don't have concealed carry, but we do have Wilderness carry that's available to some people. He lives in Alberta, so apparently he is one of the lucky few that is actually able to get one. So he's going to talk to us a little bit about that. So that should be an interesting topic because, as Owen can attest, the guy is definitely interesting to talk to.
Mm-hmm. So, oh, yeah, he's a hoot and holler.
Yeah, it'll be cool. So we're looking forward to having him on in a couple of weeks. So,
good. I'm looking forward to listening.
Yeah. Cool. All right.
Unless you guys keep slamming my show, in which case I'm just going to not listen anymore.
Right. You'll just have to come on the show instead.
Well, yeah. I'm still not sure how this happened.
It's still entertaining. You got to admit. It may not be useful, may not be educational, but it is entertaining.
Okay, I'll go with that.
All right.
So listener feedback.
Yes, Owen, bring this one to us.
This is quite a long one, so I'm glad you got me to read this one. It's from Mark. He says, "Hi, guys. When I use dry media in my tumbler, I cut up strips of used dryer sheets. They pick up and remove most of the dust." So now.
That's it.
That's it.
So apparently he was listening
a little bit random.
But no, he was listening to one of our earlier episodes, and we were talking about how to keep dust down in tumbling. So we had some solutions for somebody. Trevor mentioned taking it out into your garage, and there were other things. But use dryer sheets. So something
to
try.
Just do what I do.
That's what I said. That's what I submitted.
You submitted dryer sheets?
Oh yeah.
Your name's Mark.
No, back
see,
you guys
Mark
had the
hasn't gotten to the episode where you submitted this idea yet, apparently.
But Mark,
so Mark,
I'm backing
catch
up. I do exactly the same thing. I forget where I found it, and it works great.
It was a laundry hamper. It's where you found it. How do you lose stuff like that? Seriously, it reminds
that was
me of the time.
Not bad. I'm going to give you that one, Matt. That was not bad. You got me on that one. Well done.
So when Steve Lee was over, I don't know if I've told this story before or not, but it's hilarious, and I have to tell it every time I'm reminded of it. Steve Lee was over here, and he was telling stories, because he does that, and he's hilarious, and he was telling a story.
The best iTunes review this week.
Shut up. So he said he was going through his house, and he wanders into this room, and he goes, "Hey, Tracy, yeah? What room is this? What is this? When did we get this room?" "It's a laundry room." "I've never been in here before. They've lived in this house for like 10 years. Never been in a laundry room." He's like, "Oi, wouldn't we get this room?"
Wow.
Yeah, funny. So, okay, moving on. Best iTunes review this week. Well, it was the only one, so we're going to go with it. So basically how this works is you leave a funny or make fun of Trevor review on iTunes and we'll read it, or In this case, if you submit the only one, we'll read it as well. And this one's actually not bad. It's usually we only read the funny ones, and this one's not terribly funny, but it's a good review. So
kind of like being, you know, on a 4-8 show or something like that, and you're the only person in your class, and you win first prize. it's kind of like that.
Jordan, you came in first, buddy, and last technically, but first. So this one does come to us from 556 Medic, also known as Jordan apparently, and he writes, interesting turn of events with you guys going out in your own. Keep up the same good work. Good cross-section of IPSC, ARs, and the occasional frog leg hunting topics. Trevor, Matthew, and Owen are a staple for my commute to work each shift. So apparently you only work one shift a week.
That's what I was just thinking. You should try picking up a few more there, buddy. You'll make more money.
Thanks for listening, Jordan, and thanks for leaving the review. It is definitely helpful. And like I said a minute ago, anybody else who wants to leave one, if you're the only one, you could take, you know, play it safe and take that risk of, you know, just leaving a mediocre review. And, you know, maybe we'll read it if it's the only one. But if it's funny, we'll definitely read it. And if you make fun of Trevor, we'll definitely read it. And if you don't make fun of Trevor, but you mention him in, like, some sort of good way, he will read it. So it will get read one way or another if you mention Trevor. So brings us to shout-outs, I guess, to Kyle and to Dirt McGirt. Do you guys know who Dirt McGirt is?
He's a guy on CGN.
I have a feeling I know who he really is, but I'm not going to out him because, well, one, I could be wrong, and two, it's funnier this way.
He's pretty funny in and of himself.
He is pretty funny. He is a white trash kind of rapper combined with some sort of homeboy sort of personality.
Oh, Eminem?
Sure, Eminem kind of works. Yeah, kind of like Eminem. Okay. So anyway,
like Eminem's.
Him and Kyle sent in CCW feedback. So again, though, like last week when I mentioned the other two people who had submitted feedback, we're waiting for Trevor. So next week probably, and then we'll share all those. But just wanted to make sure you guys knew that we got it, and I'm looking forward to reading. I'm going to get Trevor to read Dirt McGirt's actually. And anybody who knows how Dirt McGirt reads will be laughing.
A lot of five-letter words.
A lot of five-letter words that should have only had three.
Oh, okay. I was going to say a lot of five-letter words that Trevor won't be able to pronounce.
No, it's just a lot of yo's and that's and dogs and whatnot. So he writes in a... You got to go read the email, man.
I should read the email once in a while.
It'd be funnier this way.
What was the wannabe white rapper guy on... I'm completely losing it now.
Yes, and you've messed up this whole section.
I did. I totally screwed this one up. Trailer Park Boys. Who is the white the guy who wanted to be a rapper on Trailer Park Boys?
I never watched Trailer Park
Jonathan
Boys.
Jonathan Torrance played him. I know the actor's name, but I don't remember.
Jonathan Torrance is funny. I got to say that.
Yeah, there
that's
you go.
All I know, but he's funny. I never watched Trailer Park Boys, so I don't know. Sorry, man. Can't help you.
Really? You didn't?
No.
Oh.
It was Canadian television. It probably sucked.
No, it was... Well... Yeah. Okay, if you watch too many episodes in a row, you got a headache. But yeah, no, it was good stuff.
Awesome. All right, well, this is definitely not one of our longer shows, but it is one of our shorter ones. So,
I think we're doing the listeners a favor by cutting this one short.
Yes.
Yep. So please go like us on the Facebook page. The local library currently has 255 likes, and we have 155 likes. If you remember last week, there was a 100-like spread, and this week there still is a 100-like spread. So we're still not winning. Anyway, be sure to check
that's
out.
That's my goal.
That's definitely Brian's fault.
Yeah.
Anyway, we are on the CRR, the Canadian Reload Radio Network, and the Crusader Podcast Network. They are both fantastic networks. They both have fantastic material on them, other great pro-gun shows. Go check them out. Give them a like. Give them a listen. Especially the Warriors Ethos podcast.
No.
Oh.
He never
Radio Velocité Quebec?
Yeah, they're pretty good.
They're good. If you see, I don't even speak
them.
French, and they're great.
Exactly.
who are you thinking? That rifle one again?
Foley guy. What was his?
Foley's show.
Foley's really funny. Foley should be on the air more often.
Foley should be. I love listening to Foley.
He's a gem.
And that being said, you two interact very well together. I mean, I do enjoy your shows. For a while there, I was like, service conditions, I'm not going to listen. It's boring. But then I started listening, and they actually are. It's not just about service conditions. You talk about other stuff, too.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a good show. I like it. And I think the other listeners, even if they aren't into service conditions, they should go listen. Because you learn stuff about ARs. You learn stuff about, well, all the stuff that Foley keeps buying.
Yeah, I know, so, but he's been letting us down lately because apparently financial reality kicked in and he can't just keep buying $2,000 ARs every week. It's like so sad.
But yeah. So anyway, yeah, check them all out. I'm sure I missed a few there. In fact, I know I did. But go check them out. They're good networks and lots of good podcasts. So yeah, I don't know if anything else to say. You guys?
Well, there's no
I'm Ron Burgundy.
Well, we have to end now because that's how we end our shows. Right.
So if you have any comments or questions for the show, please send an email to slamfireradio@gmail.com. Now go grab a gun and shoot something.
When the talking is over, it's time to get a gun.
So what was that funny thing you said before? Can you do it again so it's funny again?
Let me repeat that. Owen, my days of calling you a LARPer are definitely coming to a middle.
It was definitely funnier the first time. Definitely.
Well, yeah, no, it would be. But the listeners haven't heard it yet. For them, it's the first time. They're going to be rolling in the aisles.